Praise God. Message number 117. The title of the message, Prayer, Part 8. Let's open our Bible to Book of Matthew, Chapter 6. And let's read verse 9 to verse 13. This is then how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for your word that you have placed in our hands and hearts. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who sent your message to us in the time of our needs. Lord, anoint the message, anoint my lips, and put word and statements and verses and arrange it in the way that you want it to be. Lord, I pray that the message will be a blessing and teaching and direction for each and every one of us. We thank you and we praise you. Lord, take this message with the Holy Spirit and spread it and make it reach the people who are waiting to hear your word and walk in your ways. We thank you and we praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This is what is called as the Lord's Prayer. We will just speak briefly about it. Many have wrote books about the Lord's Prayer. It's a very profound prayer. And it is not only prayer, but a way of life. The Lord's Prayer teaches us the way we live our life and to Him. It is not that we will repeat this prayer without understanding, but as we understand it, then we can apply in our life, and that will be a way for us to live. Our Father in heaven, when you pray to God in the name of Jesus, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, you know that you are not alone on earth. When you wake up in the morning and then you pray, again you start your fellowship with God. Even when you sleep, God is with you, God is with us. We may commune and have fellowship with God even through sleep, through dreams. And sometimes God wakes us up in the middle of the night. We have fellowship. And when we wake up, starting a new day in our life, and we pray, our Father in heaven, we know that we are not alone. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is with us. Hallowed be your name. Magnify the name of the Lord, that His name is magnified and will be magnified in our life and in the life of the people and the whole world. That people will revere God, and the name of the Lord will be revered and feared. Hallowed be thy name. It's a breath of life. As we pray this prayer, we will be filled with joy and peace and assurance that we're going to walk this day our journey with the Lord. The Lord is with us. The Lord is going to go with me. Whatever I will be achieving this day, I know that the Lord is with me and He will be with me. Hallowed be your name. And I am having joy and peace, trusting Him that He will walk with me. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Pray that God's kingdom come. They asked the Lord, where is the kingdom of God? He told them, the kingdom of God is within you. When you pray, there's awesome presence, awesome, powerful presence of God in your life, in our lives. Your kingdom come. Salvation there. There's healing. When we pray, your kingdom come. We declare that people will be saved. People will be delivered, transformed, free from bondages. Your kingdom come. Crushing the work of devil, witchcraft. Breaking bondages, deliverance, healing will be there. Miracles, wonders, a great work of God. Your kingdom come. Yes, Lord, in our life, in the life of your church, in the life of the people around us. Your kingdom come and crush the injustice and free your people and set them free. Your kingdom come, Lord. Yes, we're looking forward to the second coming of Christ. We're looking forward to the millennium reign of Christ, and we will be with Him. We will rule with Him. Your kingdom come. Looking forward to the eternal life with the Lord. Come, Lord, your kingdom come. Oh God, and that is the hope. As we pray, your kingdom come. Yes, my suffering today is something I can bear because I have hope. Looking forward to the second coming of Christ. And today, I am living in His kingdom on earth now, waiting that His kingdom will be fully established, when we'll be with Him, when He will come and when we will be moving with Him through eternity to spend our eternal life with Him. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done. We pray that we will live in God's will and we will do God's will. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. When we pray, and as we realize that God's presence is there in our life, He is the center of our life, we know that we need to live and we need to do His will. We have to be in His will and His plan and His purpose for us. Your will be done. Yes, Lord. Not my will, not my plan, not my way, not my ways, but yours, O Lord. Most of the time, the will of God is the painful things that we don't like to pass through. Christ, who taught his disciple this prayer, in Matthew 26, he faced the cross. We cannot bypass the cross. The cross of Jesus is our salvation. And the cross of Jesus we have to carry. Jesus died for us. And he asked us to carry the cross and to follow him. It's a painful thing. To do God's will and to live in God's will is something painful. But as we pray, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven, God is ruling. On earth, devil is ruling. He's the prince of the world. But as we submit ourselves to God, we can resist the devil and he will flee. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, the Lord prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane when he was faced by the cross. My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. That was asking if it is possible to bypass the cross. But then he pray again in verse 42. As he pray second time, he know that he need to pass through it. My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away, unless I drink it, may your will be done. And then he pray the third time in verse 44 once more, and he pray the third time saying the same thing. Your will be done. We cannot do our own will, our own plan. Prayer teach us to be disciplined, well corrected, well understanding the ways of God and his will in our life. Prayer teach us to forsake our ways, teach us to be redirected in the way that God wants us to go. Give us today our daily bread. We need to pray. Most of the time we forget to ask the Lord our provision. Give us today our daily bread. Sometimes there is too much food. You don't think that you need food. You don't have to pray for it. But our needs, our daily needs, daily bread comes from the Lord. When God brought the Israelites out of Egypt, they were crying because they were in the desert. There was something to eat. The Lord listened to their prayer and their cry. Then the Lord said to Moses in verse 4, I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. In this way, I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions. Verse 5, on the sixth day, they are to prepare what they bring in, and that is to be twice as much as they gather on the other days. God sent them their food. Manna rained down from heaven. And he told them, the people are to go out each day and gather. And that's here the principle of work. Everyone have work. It is God who will feed. But we need to go outside and do the work assignment. Whatever our assignment we have to do so that we can eat. This is the system of God. When you pray, give us this day our daily bread. I am committing myself to trust God that He will provide, and I am committing myself to do my part and to do the work, and whatever my assignment I need to fulfill. And when we pray, Lord, give us today our daily bread, we know that 6 days we have to work. The seventh day is for the Lord. Rest for our physical body, rest for our families. And this is the day that we worship God together as a church. So there's commitment. Give us this day our daily bread. As the Lord will provide, He is the center of our life. He is the center of my week. 6 days I work, 7 days I rest. The Lord say, I will give them manna so that I will test and see what is in your heart. 6 days they were going out and they collect. The seventh day was a Sabbath, a holy day for the Lord. In verse 27 it mentioned, nevertheless some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather it, but they could find none. There are people who work 7 days per week, no rest, continuous work, and they think they will get more because we need money, because we need to do this, we have to finish that. But the thing here, even if you go out and work, you will not get anything because you are breaking the command of God. So here the Lord's prayer, when we pray to the Lord, give us this day our daily bread, it means, Lord, I know the system, I know that you will provide, I need to go out to collect. I need to go 6 days, 7 days I have to give it to you. And also the Lord say, when they will go outside, what the Lord recommend for them when they will collect, how they will collect. He said to them in verse 16, each one is to gather as much as he needs. Take an omer for each person you have in your tent. Omer is 2 liters. 2 liters. Everyone, you have 5 people, you collect 10 liters. You have 4 people, you collect 8 liters. This is what is enough for you. Give us this day our daily bread. In verse 17, Exodus 16, verse 17 and 18, the Israelites did as they were told. Some gather much, some little. And when they measure it by the omer, he who gathered much did not have too much, and he who gathered little did not have too little. Each one gathered as much as he needed. Now here, the another correction from God's word, and we learn from prayer. Some people, they will work too much. No rest. Instead of 8 hours, they make 10 hours, 12 hours. They want to collect more money, more income. But at the end, they will not have much. What we learn here from the word of the Lord, God is not that He does not like us to be diligent or to save or to keep, but God does not want us to be a greedy people. In Luke chapter 12 and verse 15, then he said to them, watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed, A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. The more you get, that does not mean your life will become better. Many people, they are not satisfied with the Omer. You may ask, what is the Omer? At that time, it is the size of 2 liters. Now, how we know the Omer for this time is your work. God give you work, that work is enough for you. God give you work, this income, God knows what He is doing. What you have is enough. Don't look for extra time or part time. That will not help you more. You will more collect, you will more get tired, but at the end, you will not collect more than you ought to collect. If you compare yourself with others, the same also. So here, we should be careful. When we pray, give us today our daily bread. Yes, Lord, I don't need to be greedy. I don't need to be worry. I need to be contented and satisfied with what you had prepared for me to receive from you. And that's here, attitude, how we can be satisfied with what the Lord is preparing for us. Give us today our daily bread. What is our need? Bread, food. What else? Food is for our body. How about our soul? We need something for our souls or no? Yes, we need the Word of God. So when we pray, give us today our daily bread. Our daily bread is the Word of God. We need to read the Bible. Daily we pray and we read the Bible. And if we have family and children, we need to do together. We are the one who are responsible to prepare food for the children, for our children, because they don't know how to cook. How about reading the Bible for their soul, the Word of God? We need to read to them. We need to teach them to read. We need to explain to them, because that is the bread that is from heaven that the Holy Spirit bring to feed our soul. So I must know that I need every day to work and to collect my bread for my body, for my family, to collect what God is sending me. I need to keep time for the another bread, the Word of God that my soul need, and I need to bring it to my family, the Word of God. I need to give them the bread that they need in their life. The Word of God, the message that God is sending to them. Give us today our daily bread. We need the Word of God. Be satisfied with what you have. Don't be greedy. Take what you need from material things and material food, physical food, and also the Word of God. Give us this day our daily bread. And what else? Forgive us our sin. We need to remember that we have the wrong thing that we have done. We ask God forgiveness. Our sins are deaths. Jesus paid the price, but we need to repent. We need to confess them and renounce them. Small sin, big sin. The believer should not continue to sin. But if someone sin, there is Jesus Christ who forgives us when we confess it and renounce it, when we repent. As we are praying, we ask God forgiveness of our sins. Forgive us our sin, forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Those who sin against us, we need also to forgive them. We need to let them go. God will deal with them. We have our own sin we need to repent of and ask God to have mercy on us. As we pray, we commit ourselves to God that we will not do the wrong that we had done in the previous hours or previous days or previous weeks or previous life. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. As we pray, the Holy Spirit will make us aware. It's not that God will tempt us, God allow temptation, but God will give us discernment on the foothold of devil in our life or in the area that we need to ask God guidance. As you pray and commune with God, with the Holy Spirit, God will show you the right path and He will show you the dangerous ways and the query and the doubtful ways that it may cause you troubles. Prayer give us awareness and discernment of the things that we need to avoid. Deliver us from the evil one. God will show you when you pray the areas that you have doubt, God will show it to you and He will spare you troubles. And that's the value of prayer. That was a brief description for the Lord's Prayer. As we meditate, we learn good things, and as we apply, we receive the blessing of the Lord, the direction, the provision, the protection, the guidance, the deliverance, the healing, the forgiveness, the assurance, and the hope, the future, and the good plan of the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word. Help us to apply it in our life. Hallowed be thy name, O Lord. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, Lord. Your will be done. Yes, O God. Your will in my life, not my will. O God, give us today our daily bread. Give me my need. Give us our need as a family, as a church, material and spiritual. Your word, O God. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us our wrongdoing, O Lord. Lead us, O God, not into temptation, O Lord, but deliver us, Lord. Deliver us, O God, from evildoers, from plan of devil, from foothold of Satan that we are not aware, O God. O God, lead us. Take away things that is not pleasing to you, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. Oh God, I pray that the message will be a blessing for your people. Oh God, it will touch people's life and help them to overcome their struggles and the hardship. Oh Lord, take this message with the Holy Spirit and make it spread and reach those who are far away from you. Oh God, oh Lord, bless us, O Lord, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.